Okay, Urbosai. We had mentioned last time that the Gemara of Yehuda Marav said, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. What is the Chiddush for Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech? So certainly on one level, as the Ritva points out, the Chiddush is that Bedika seems to be merely a Hechsher Mitzvah, right? We don't make a bracha on buying a lulav and on making a shofar and on building a sukkah, etc. We make a bracha on the final mitzvah. If the final mitzvah is destroying chametz, then why do we make a bracha on bedika? Why is habodek tzarech sheyivarech? So Rabbeinu David gave us two possible explanations. Says Rabbeinu David here, this is what we left off with. The first explanation of Rabbeinu David is kamash malan. Again, shelo tomer hamitzvah eino elo b'shas biur shila badek l'biulas haklum, so that you should not say the mitzvah is destroying the chametz, because just searching without destroying is obviously worthless. Rather, kamashlan Rabbi Yehuda shabodek mevarshu tchilas hamitzvah. First day is because really the mitzvah is destroying chametz. However, dikas tchilas hamitzvah, unlike all the other hechsher mitzvahs that I mentioned, this is a hechsher mitzvah that is done in the day of the mitzvah, in the time of the mitzvah, very close to the mitzvah. It must necessarily lead to the mitzvah. It's a very close hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, you have the right, or rather obligation, to make the bracha on the mitzvah of bir chametz when you do the tchilas bir, which is bedika. When we come makamin and vercha bedikas chametz al bir, shukolas akol, and that's why you don't say al bedikas chametz, say al bir chametz, because that includes everything, meaning I'm starting now, and then I'm continuing until I actually burn it. That is the first shot. Oh no, Mar, or a second shot. Or no, maybe Bedika is an independent mitzvah asay. How is it an independent mitzvah asay? There's no mitzvah asay in the Torah that says thou shalt. There's no mitzvah asay in the Torah that says thou shalt search for chametz. However, it is implied that you should. However, it is a mitzvah drabanan. We have a little background someplace. I'm not sure where. Okay. The mitnei abdika shumidra banan kmosha amar amalik nerchanika tzarech levarich. So here we have our question, which is birkas bedikas chametz. What are the two possibilities? One is it's really al habir, just bedika equals tchilas bir. Not what I meant. Or do you say no, the second shot? It's really an independent mitzvah of bedika. Okay, by independent, we'll see. I don't mean completely independent. It's not as if it's coincidental that you search your house and that you destroy your chametz, but the searching is a mitzvah of the atzmo. Why would the searching be a mitzvah of the atzmo? The simple shot is, like Rabbi David says, because midrabanan, they made bedika into its own mitzvah. They didn't make building a sukkah into its own mitzvah. They didn't give specific rules midrabanan for it. However, they made bedika into its own ritual, into its own mitzvah. Maybe we'll talk a little more about what underlies that. I know we started to discuss it last time, in a moment. Okay, what are the nafgaminas between these two ways of understanding the bracha bedikas chametz? So the first one is obvious. Rabbeinu David already pointed out that the lashon of the bracha seems to imply one way, because we don't say al bedikas chametz, we say al bir chametz. Why do we say al bir chametz? Because the bracha is really not on the bedika. The bracha is really on the beer in advance. So if you say A, the lashon of al beer This is Nicha, if you say the bracha is really on the Tchilas Bir. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu David points out in his first pshat. That is what the Ritva points out as well. If you look at the Ritva, says the Ritva, Iker mitzvah hainu bir, v'im b'dika alugatikun v'hechsher, right? Because of our Ritva Zal, the Ritva himself says, the first equal to Yesha Pirshu, Yesha Pirshu ki abir kol ha'kol, ha'shvasa v'sreifa v'af ha'bdika, sh'mechansa b'akum echa nikra bir. We'll come back to that, but because of our Ritva himself, the fima sh'anu sovrim sh'bdika min ha'torah, yesh lona lohosef, ki la'olam ha'bdika min ha'torah, v'abir einu elo lashon bir mamash l'fisha ikra mitzvah bir. What did the Ritva say in the beginning of the Sechet? He says, you can do bittel, but the original intention of the Daraisa was to physically destroy your chametz. That's what he calls B'dika Min HaTorah. And what does he mean B'dika Min HaTorah? Not that the Torah said there is a mitzvah say B'dika chametz, that the Torah required you to be bodeg the chametz so that you could destroy it. Meaning, Bir Eino Elo Lashon Bir Mamash Lisha Ikar Mitzvah Bir. The Ikar Mitzvah is Bir. Obviously, the preparatory stage is B'dika. And this is what Rabbeinu David says in his first pshat. This is what the Ritva says. This is also what the Ran says. If you look at the Ran, says the Ran, right in the back of the Gemara here, Bodik Tzarech Sheyavarech, Bim Tomer Pshita. No, Kamashlan, the Afgav, the Beer, Chametz Ikra Mitzvah, the Ikra is Beer. Filo Hachi, Mishashu Maskelba, the Hainu B'shas B'dika, Mivarech Alei. Right, you make a bracha when you start to matchil in the beer, which is v'diko. Mio ein varchin livdok elo levayer. However, of course, we don't say livdok or al b'dika. Rather, we say levayer or al beer is what we say. She'ikar kavanas habedika hu habeer. Right. So the Ran says the same thing, that the lashon of the bracha. Basically, you want to know who says that the bracha is really on the. One second. Who says the bracha is really on the beer? Here you have Rabbeinu David in his first pshat. You have the Ritva. You have the Ran. And you have the Meiri, right? Because what does the Meiri say? Says the Meiri, someplace here. He says, Habdika Al das beer hinaset, hariyu tchilat mitzvah da beer. Since you're only doing bedika in order to do beer, bedika is the beginning of the mitzvah of beer. When we talk chach mevarchim al habir, velo al habitol, v'chein lo al habedika, shabedika atzma tzorch beer, hu v'yal ikr mevarchim. Very clear, there's an ikr. You make a bracha on the ikr, not on the preparatory stages. So says the Meiri, and basically everyone who has this approach takes pains to point out that obviously we understand why we say al beer, because the bracha is on the beer. It's not really on the bedika. It's only on the bedika because the bedika is the first chance you have to be involved in beer. It's just a close hechsher mitzvah, unlike many of the other hechsher mitzvahs we have in the Torah, which are a little further away. However, what do you do if what do you do if you say the bracha is really on the bedika? So what do you do if the bracha is really on the bedika? So here you have the Maram Chalava, says the Maram Chalava here. He's not the only one. But says the Maram Chalava, Umay Dibavarak Lashon Beer, Lav Lashon Sreifu. Beer does not mean burning or any other kind of destruction. Dehalo Sarfle, you're not burning it now. Meaning the Maram Chalava doesn't think you're making a bracha now and what you're doing tomorrow morning just because you're starting. We took Ella loshem bedika hu. Beer means bedika. How does beer mean bedika? Beloshem biarti hakodesh min habayis. Right. What is biarti hakodesh min habayis? Biarti means I got it out of my house. I removed it. Biarti hakodesh min habayis means I removed it from my house. Where is the loshem biarti hakodesh min habayis come from? It comes from the vidoy maaser. And what happens vidoy maaser? Dafka, you're not supposed to destroy anything. The whole point of vidoy maaser. Read the rest of the pasuk. Etc. Right? I was biarti min abayis, and I gave it to the Levi and the ger and the yosom l'almana, etc., etc. And v'chuli, right? All the other matanos. Meaning, I didn't destroy it at all. I just took it out of my house and put it elsewhere. So we see that Biarti is a language of cleaning your house. We also see that, by the way, this is a machlokes Rishonim, right? There's going to be halacha l'maisa soon. We know there's a din called Bir Shvias, right? When you have Shvias produce and that has Kedushat Shvias, and a certain time comes, the end of the agricultural season, you have to do Bir Shvias. What does Bir mean? So there's a big machlok at Rishonim. The Rambam says it means to destroy it. But that's not how we paskin. We paskin, what does Bir Shvias mean? It means you have to take it out of your house, right? If anyone remembers from last Shemitah, if they ever did Bir, what does it mean? You take it out of your house, you put it in the street. So we see that Bir has nothing to do with destruction, or doesn't. If there's one meaning of Bir, there's nothing to do with destruction, it just means cleaning your house. And that is exactly what he says. B'loshim b'yartiyah kodesh ben abayis. So says Maram Chalava. If you ask who is... On the other side of this Chakira, here we have the Rabbeinu David in a second shot, who says it very clearly. And the Maram Chalava says the Maram Chalava. Maram, okay, we can abbreviate him there. Maram Chalava, Maram Ches, says the Maram Chalava. It's a Lashon of... Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis. It's not a lashon of destruction, so that's machlokes. What is the language of Bir in the Bracha saying? Is it saying to destroy the Chametz, which I'll do tomorrow, but I'm close enough that I can already start saying it? Or does it mean to clean my house? Right, the Ritva also brings the Yesh Omrin. Right, I mean, whoever's reading, writing this, right? The Ritva didn't write this because he keeps going to the Ritva, but whoever's writing this, whichever Talmud says, Yesha Pirshu, because Bir is kolal hakol hashbasav esreifa v'af habdikash mechansa bakom echan nikra Bir, ukad amrkra biarti hakodesh min habayis, right? Biarti, taking it from your whole house into one place, also called Bir. Okay, this Yesha Omrim is a little in between. He says that the Lashon Bir is general. It includes both searching and destroying. But he still has this yesod that the lashon of Bir includes everything. what else is on the Makoros? One second. Yeah, the Rush here says, right? He points out that you're not actually doing mitzvah d'oraisa. You're just avoiding Bali Rabbi Yimotze. Remember, because the Bali Tosos hold is only Mr. Dereis, he destroyed after Chatzos, and we all destroyed before Chatzos. But he says, what's the lashon min haroi sheivar kodem dig al bidigas chametz? You would have thought to say al bidigas chametz. The tignu lomar al biur chametz. Why say al biur chametz? If you shall achar bidika miyadim with vatel, because after you do bittel, by new biur al chametz in yaduolo, which is biur for chametz you don't know, matznias hayaduolo, and you set aside, you hide away what you know that you're saving for breakfast, okhmen or shachamishas, Ba'az mevarum in abayis, then you destroy it from your house after shachamishis in shashishis. V'yaz esek zen nigra brachas abadikas u'tchilas abir v'nigmar b'shachamishis. The Rush really sounds like the Rush says, even though in the Havni he says you should have thought to say al bedikas chametz, which implies the brachas abadika, but then in the end he says al esek zen nigra brachas abadikas u'tchilas abir. The bracha abadika is really nigra. It's not so clear when you're like nigra on this esek. On this whole business, because the beginning of Bir, which you finish in the fifth hour, it sounds like the Rush goes here. And he says, why are you saying Bir and not Bedika? Because, I'm going to add one thing, he also adds one Knech. He says, because it's really the beginning of a process that drags on until the fifth hour, until really the sixth hour in the old days when they used to destroy. He adds in one other point, which is that right after Bedika, you also do Bittel. And Bittel is also kind of Bir. Right, Bir for the Chametz in Yadua. And that, of course, reminds us of the Rambam. The Rambam also points this out. Says the Rambam, he's trying to explain something else. He's trying to explain the next Gemara, why we say Al Bir Chametz and not Livar Chametz. But he says something interesting. He says, Shemisha Shagomer Belibo Levatel Nasis Mitzvah Zabir Kodem Sheyivdok. As soon as you decide that you want to do Bittel Chametz, you've already done Bittel Chametz. Because the Rambam thinks Bittul Chametz is not a formal transaction that you decide to do and then do, but is rather a psychological metzius, which once you've decided to, you do it, right? Meaning a formal transaction is like a sale. I decide to sell and then I sell. However, The Rambam thinks this is more of an internal process, you know, like to love. You don't decide to love and then love. If you decide to love, then you love. In any case, the Rambam says you've already done it. That's why you make a bracha on the past of Al-Bir. We'll come back to that, of course, at great length. But he also sort of hints that the bracha of Bir Chametz might be connected to the Bittel. So theoretically, he is not talking about our Chakira. But what one could say is that the bracha is really on the Bedika. But the reason we say it, Beloshon Bit Bir, is based on the Rambam, because you're doing Bittel, and Bittel is Bir, and therefore they only told you to make a bracha because of the Bedika. But they use the Lashon of Bir to because you're also doing Bittel, and since Bittel, meaning when you do Bedika, you're implicitly doing Bittel. So when I do Bedika, I'm saying I don't want any Chametz, I want to get rid of it. And that implicitly does Bittel. So maybe you could say that even though the bracha is on the Bedika, they change the Lashon to include the Bittel, which is done B'Shas Bedika. You're not going to say there's bracha on Bittel. Everyone agrees no bracha on Bittel. But maybe you could say, I'm not sure. Maybe you could say a second answer. Ula Yeshlomar de Mevarchem Beloshon Bir in order to include Bittel. I'll be the Rambam. It's just that since willy-nilly, you're also doing Bittel when you do Bedika, and the Rambam says, when you do Bedika, you know Rav Yehuda Merav said a daf ago, that Habodek, or even an omen ago, Habodek Tzar Shivatel, he likes to say Habodek Tzar something, and therefore you've made up your mind to do Bittel, so whenever you do Bedika, you're also doing Bittel in your head. Okay, maybe you could answer that the Lashon of Beer is because you're also doing Bittel, but again, that's different. You're not saying it's because of the Tchila of Beer. Bedika is not the Tchila of Bittel, it just happens to be done at the same time. So let's just review. The Lashon really, really sounds like, the Lashon really seriously implies that the Iker Mitzvah is the Beer, and you're only making a bracha at the Haskalah, or at the Esek HaNigrer, to use the Lashon of the Rush. However, the Maram Chalava gets out of it and says it could be that the bracha is really on the Bedika, and Biarti is really a Lashon of Bedika, which is mentioned by the Eish Omer and the Ritva as well. And I want to say, or maybe you could say, that based on the Rambam, that the bracha is on the Bedika, but since you want to include the Bittel as well, because you always do Bittel the same time as Bedika, we use the Lashon of Bir, which includes Bittel, even though you're really only saying the bracha because of the Bedika, as all the Rishonim say. You don't say a bracha on things that are belayv, you only say a bracha on things that are b'maisa. Okay, whether you like it or not, we have two possibilities. Now, that's the first nafkamina. One second. Okay, we're going to have to use a lot of boards here because the board's really small. But let us go on to the next nafkamina. The next nafkamina is, of course, the best proof that you're really making a bracha on the destruction is the lashon of Al-Bir, the best proof that you're really making a bracha on the Maisa Bedika is the fact that you might not actually destroy anything. After all, who says you're going to destroy anything? Meaning, okay, don't imagine our modern day practice, because that's cheating already. But, you know, in those days, people didn't have a lot of extra food. They didn't leave things lying around. They didn't have big houses with tons of cracks and crevices. There are a few chorim, elyonim, tachtonim we'll learn about here and there. Right, who says you have extra food? Maybe you're not going to find anything. And if you don't find anything, then you won't burn anything. And you don't burn anything, it'll be a bracha latala. So what does this prove? This seems to prove that, what's the proof? The proof is that mevarech afalpi sheulai lo yivar ulai lo. One second. Lo yimtza Below Yevair. Right? After all, what if you don't find anything? So that seems to be the best proof that, I'm on the wrong side. I don't know how to move it. Okay, let me try again. Nicha. Dimevarech. Afalpi. Ulai. Lo yimsa. Below Yevair, right? That's Nicha. Because after all, you're making the bracha on the Maisa Bedika. What do you say on the other side? So here we have this minhag. The minhag is something we do even nowadays, right? What is the minhag? If you're going to say the bracha is on the beer, it's a bracha batol, you might not destroy anything. So what minhag came up in order to address that? The minhag of hanachat petitim, like we do, putting out 10 pieces of bread. We've seen that, I think we saw once the Chak Yaakov, some of the Achronim, that later on there were other reasons given for the minhag of putting 10 pieces of bread. You know, Alpi the Ari HaKadosh, it has reasons Alpi Kabbalah. And I think we saw in the Chak Yaakov, if I'm not mistaken, the reason of putting out bread is to make sure that you look properly, because you'll have an incentive to look if you know that, your wife put out bread. And some people say the reason for the minhag of putting out bread is so you'll remember to do the second bittul in the morning when you have something to burn, although yesh l'ayin. But what's the original reason before the Ari came around for the minhag of putting out bread? It was to avoid bracha levatala. So we could say minhag lehaniach petitim. Right, why was there a minhag to put out little pieces of bread? In order to avoid bracha latala, because if the bracha is really on the burning, you need to make sure you burn something. So you have to put out pieces of bread. But if the bracha is really on the bedika, then you don't. That's how the Rishonim explain it. For example, if you look in the Maram Chalava, what do you expect the Maram Chalava to say? You expect him to say, you don't need to put out pieces of bread, because the bedika itself is a mitzvah. And that's what he says. Yotza lo mizeh leminag hanoshim shemazminos chametz b'shas bedika. Okay, we'll excuse the sexism here. This probably meant as some sort of denigration of the minhag. Oh, yeah, the minhag hanoshim that they put chametz al b'shas bedika to yishlo yobrach levatala, to avoid brach levatala, so you have something to burn. What does the Maram Chalava himself say about this? The lav minhag, who it's not true. The bracha is on the searching, not on the destroying. Whether you find or not, you've searched. And therefore, the bracha is on the maisa of searching, says the Maharam Chalava. The bracha is on the searching, right? Because the bracha is on the Maisa Bedika, whether you find or not. And therefore, he doesn't approve of this minhag to put out pieces of bread. Likewise, the Uz in the Shilta Yibarim says the minhag is just on the searching, whether you find anything or not. Likewise, the Ravid, it's printed in all the various Shilta of the Ravid, in the Tamim Deyim, in the Chuvah Sukkim of the Ravid, and in the Makor sheet, it was quoted by the Ravina Manoach. Ravina Manoach quotes a Shud of the Ravid, says the Ravid, these people who put out chametz before the Bedika, Maisa Noshim, who, that's just Vaibish Zachin, meaning his way of saying it's foolish. Ve'en lo Shorish, why? The Halom of Archimal Matsiyas Achametz, El Al Bedika Sachametz, Ulavaru Michametz, Kemen Shabbat, Kuari Zakiya Mitzvah, so Afilo Yimta Sham Chametz. Okay. If you search, right? So this is what the Maram Chalava says, and the Ravid says, and we'll see. The Riaz will say the same thing in the Shilta Giborim, as opposed to what's the other option? The other option is maybe you could say that there is a minhag you have to put it out to avoid bracha latala. What's tricky about this is you would say great nafkamina. According to the tzad that the bracha is on the ma'isa b'dika, then you say like marim chalav on the raiv and the riaz and many others that you don't need to put out pieces of bread. Right? We'll call this hanachat p'titim. That's the lashon that some of the shouldn't use. And according to the daya, that according to the daya that the bracha is really on the destruction on the bir mamish, then you do have to put a piece of bread. The tricky part is that it didn't seem to be. I mean, there's this minog. Almost no Rishonim actually think this is a proper minhag. Apparently, this minhag was not so well founded. Why? I guess they think that, you know, if there was a minhag to put out bread before the Bedika, it should have said there somewhere in Shas. They should have had some ancient Mesorah in the Sifrei Halacha, not just the minhag of the Noshim, even though it's our minhag nowadays, fascinatingly, and the Ari came and all of a sudden made it Kabbalistically significant. But the main day in the Rishonim is not that you have to put a piece of bread. So now we're stuck a little. Those who hold the bracha is really on the tchilas bir. If you don't have the minhag of putting a piece of bread, then how can you make a bracha? Why aren't you worried about bracha batala? And here we have many different deos. One daya is the Sefer Pardes. The Sefer Pardes is a sefer from the Talmidim of Rashi. Which is quoted in all the Rishonim here, included in the Riaz and the Shilta Yiborim, but it's also quoted in the Mordechai here. It's quoted in tons of Rishonim here, and he had a different solution to the problem, Bracha Latala. He agreed it's only a mitzvah, it's chilas bir, but he doesn't think there's enough grounds to say you have to put out a piece of bread beforehand. So what does Sefer Pardes say? Again, it's quoted in many, many, many Rishonim. He says, one second, where did I say this was? Dalet Amud Aleph, Sivkat and Aleph. Habodek es hachametz mevorach kodem shiyaskal livdo kashek shem sotzav al mitzvahs biur v'achar kach holech uvodek uveh pardes kasev, what does it say in the Sefer Pardes? Uveh kikar rishon shemotzei mevorach. Says the Sefer Pardes, this is also quoted in the Meiri, although without a name, Kedarka Bakodesh. He says, you don't make a bracha until you find the first piece of bread. You start searching your house without a bracha. Who says abodik tzeishayivarech means before you start searching? I mean, a lot of people do. The Riaz just did. And he's far from the first person who did. The first person who did was probably the Rabbeinu Hananel, who said on our studio, Amr Yehuda, abodik tzeishayivarech kodem shayaskal livdok. Okay, that's what most people assume, but it doesn't say so. And Shas says the Sefer Pardes have bodek tzar sheyivarech. When you find the first piece of bread, then you make a bracha, because when you find the first piece of bread, you're now going to take it and put it in a special place to burn tomorrow, and that's the tchilas bir. So here's one option, or you say, like the Sefer Pardes, varech al kikar rishon. Very strange. It's not the pashup shot in a bodik tzar sheyivarech. It sounds like when you start doing bedika, you have to make a bracha. But he says you can say no means during the bedika you make a bracha. When you find the first piece to avoid bracha latala, because you have to have something to destroy. Of course, the Riaz himself says lashon rishon ikar sheroy levarech me'eshe maschel lehisasik b'dover ben yimtza bein lo yimtza, because you should make a bracha when you start, whether you're going to find or not. Meaning you're making a bracha lehisaskus b'dover on the busying yourself with Bedika, whether you find anything or not. Okay, there are many other days as well. We see a lot of Rishonim took the side that it's Tchilas Bir, or Achronim, because there are other answers they give as well. The Meiri and the Sefer HaMichtam here says the same thing, and the Kolbo, which is quoted in the Ramah, says the same thing. Says the Meiri something interesting. Says the Meiri, remember, I read you the Meiri. He's on the side of Tchilas Bir. He's not on the Marim Chalava side of the Chakira. He says, I'll read you again. Since you're doing Bedik in order to do Bir, it's the beginning of Mitzvahs Bir. We talk Chach Vercha La Bir V'lo La Bittel. That's why you make a Vercha on Bir, not Bittel, because really the Mitzvahs Bir. Okay. You would think for the Meiri that you couldn't make a Vercha if you don't find anything, because then there's no Bir. Right? So either you have to put out pieces, which I don't think any Rishonim really said was the real din. We also maskin it's not a din. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about putting out pieces? Shulchan Aruch says about putting out pieces, the minhag to put out pieces, but it's not the din. I don't know if anyone really says, I'm sure you can find someone obscure, but I can't think offhand of anyone who says it's a real din to put out pieces, right? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'noagin laniach the ramah p'tite chametz, v'akashim sarva bodek, t'eshalei v'chassel v'atala, a minhag, u'mi'um lo nasan lo ikev, right? But it's not ma'akev. Why is it not ma'akev for the m'iri? Because the Me'iri says you make a bracha before you start and you don't put out pieces. So the Me'iri has a solution, says the Me'iri, interestingly, some people say the same for our parties. Don't make a bracha until you find the first piece, because maybe you won't have any beer and it'll be a bracha latala. But or other solution we have on the board, some people have a minig because of this, to put out some chametz beforehand. Okay, he brought two solutions. Either don't make a bracha until the first piece, save for parties, or the minhag of putting out. But he himself says, Ein zeh klum, shabir afu meshutav lebdiko lechipus anasa letzorech bir, v'im hayulo. No, you don't have to do this because bir also includes anything you do, letzorech bir. Meaning, bir means doing things to get to bir, doing things that will lead to bir. Bir means, if I could translate it a little into the lashon, that the Kolbo and the Sefer Mechtam, who are all Rishonim like the Me'iri, basically it seems to be a Provençal Mesorah. What did the Kolbo say? He's quoting the Ramah, but the Ramah quotes the exact lush of the Kolbo. Didas kol adam ebracha levayr im nimtza. What do you mean? I'll be your chametz on destroying the chametz. What do you mean on destroying the chametz? On destroying the chametz, if I find chametz, I'm going to destroy the chametz. What if I don't find chametz? That's fine. I'm doing things which will lead me to destroy chametz, possibly, if I need to. And as long as I'm dealing with the destruction of chametz, whether it ends up working out or not, it's not a bracha levatala. This seems to be a chiddush. The kalbo is very clear. The bracha on the beer, not the bedika. And I might not do the beer, but it's not bracha levatala because I'm making a bracha and doing what I need to do beer if I need to do it. You can make, now here you're going to tell me, but don't we know if you're not sure if you're doing a mitzvah or not, it's a bracha levatala, right? That androgynous doesn't make a bracha on bris milah, et cetera, et cetera. No. If you're not sure if you're chayiv in the mitzvah or not, then it's a chash bracha levatala to say a bracha. But if you're sure you're chayiv in the mitzvah, you're just not sure if you'll succeed or not. You're trying and you're not sure if you'll succeed, then according to other Rishonim, it's bracha levatala. But according to the Kolbo, it's not a bracha levatala. A chiddush in Hilchas Brachos. When I know I'm chayiv and I'm trying to do something and I may or may not succeed, it's not a bracha levatala because I'm making a bracha on trying, as the Kolbo says. Das kol adam. Again, you can look it up. It's the same exact words in the Ramah. In my bracha levarim nimtza, I will do beer if I have to do beer, if it works out for me to do beer. That's not a bracha levatala. The Sefer HaMichtam is very similar to this. He says, we don't put out a piece of bread. Dimikol makom on imbrachim tchila lo beer, because we make a bracha on beer. Oh, but we might not do beer. Amanasha nimtza masha nimtza masha nitzarech levarim nimtza. We find what we find, and whatever we need to burn, we burn. You can make a bracha on something, even if you might or may not do it, as long as you're chayiv to try to do it. Which Achron holds this? This is clearly the opinion of the Gra. How do I know? This is a Provençal Masora and the Gra. Because the Gra and Shulchan Aruch in explaining why the Ramah says, Me'ikra Din. Again, the Ramah says, Me'ikra Din, you don't need to put out pieces. Why don't you need to put out pieces? So says the Gra, he says, no, you know what? Whether or not you need to put out pieces depends on the machlokes about, now again, this is Gra talking. Don't imagine, like every Gra, don't start imagining how we practice Judaism and then try to read the Gra, right? You have to imagine how the Gra practiced Judaism. The Gra made a bracha before going to sleep in the sukkah, which we don't. Why don't we make a bracha before sleeping in the sukkah? Not because sleeping in the sukkah is less important. Sleeping in the sukkah is super important. That's my little plug. But because you might not succeed in falling asleep, right? You might not succeed in falling asleep. You know, that's why you get this brisker chumrah that the real briskers never say amapil, because they might not succeed in falling asleep. After all, if you don't say bracha al yishiva sukkah because you might not fall asleep, you can't say amapil. And you know the famous joke they say, that someone says, oh, that's crazy. Whoever heard of not falling asleep? Give me a break. Say, no, you don't understand the briskers. If the brisker said hamapil, he'd be so nervous that for sure he wouldn't be able to fall asleep. But what did the Gros say? He says, no, this is just a known issue. This is a known machlokas we've shown him. do you make a bracha on a mitzvah that you might or might not end up doing? And what does the Gemara say in the end? Odiyash raya dein tzarech mi birkas ha-mapil. The raya, you don't need to put up a piece of bread, is from ha-mapil. Again, the Gemara was before the briskers. He never imagined the briskers would stop saying ha-mapil. He's like, it's in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is very into pshat in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, why do you say ha-mapil? You might not fall asleep. It must be that you say a bracha on, I know it's not a mitzvah, you say a bracha on something as long as you're trying, even though it might not work out. And therefore, he thinks you should say a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Oh, you might not fall asleep, but you're trying, even though it might not work out, you say a bracha. So too, says the Gra. That's why the original minhag and the ikar din the poskim failed the generations, so you don't have to put out pieces of bread. Why? Because the bracha is on beer, and you might not do beer, but it's a chiddush in bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala if you're trying to do a mitzvah, and you might or might not succeed. Kamenetsky cousins, you have a question.
I was wondering, does Rebbe think that this discussion about making a bracha on a mitzvah you're not sure you're mekayim, does it matter / impact the possibility that maybe some of these Rishonim actually hold that you're never mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu?
No, that I don't think would help here. Meaning, if you say like the Rush that you're never mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, then you can't make a bracha on the mitzvah tashbisu, because it has to be something that you might be mekayim, like hamapil, like sleeping in the sukkah. What the Rush would have to say is that the bracha is on the destruction of chametz, and what the Rush has to say, which is controversial, is that you're making a bracha on destroying the chametz, even though you're not doing a mitzvah of tashbisu, but still, since you have to destroy the chametz to avoid by Rav Alimatzah, you say a bracha. This is really going to tie into the whole question of the bracha of Allah Shechita. There's a famous taz about it in Simon, maybe Yud Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, of Yoredeya. Meaning, do you say a bracha on avoiding lavim or only on doing assays? Right? So if you assume you only say a bracha on doing assays, you have to say either you're doing tashbisu, right? Which was the Nidu Yehuda. Remember the Nidu Yehuda on the Makor sheet says, Pasha, you only make a bracha on assays. You have to say you're making a bracha on the tashbisu or an assay derabbanan of v'dikas chametz. You have two options. Tashbisu on one side of the board or assay derabbanan of v'dikas chametz on the other side of the board. The Rush thinks that you never do the assay of tashbisu. And the Rush seems to think, l'chora, against the Nidu Yehuda, that you make a bracha on avoiding lavim. And that's why many Rishonim hold Shechita is not a mitzvah say, and yet you make a bracha ala Shechita. So that would just have to be a, if you're asking those who hold there's never Tashbisu, what do they say? If they say independent mitzvah d'rabbanan d'ika, fine. But if they say it's on the beer and there's no mitzvah say of Tashbisu nowadays, like Tosfos and the Minchas Chinuch pointed out, etc., then what's the bracha on? So I guess you have two choices. Either say, but it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of beer nowadays, or more likely say there's a bracha on avoiding a lav, which the chiddush there's a bracha on avoiding a lav, but lechora you have to say that again. Taz Simon Yud Zayin notwithstanding Ayin Shum, if you hold there's no mitzvah say of shechita, which many Rishonim do, so you can get out, you can take care of that.
Okay, right, so just to clarify that point, meaning I thought it sounded like from Lashonos of for sure the Ritzva and possibly the Ran and the first parrots in Avodah as well, that they sounded like they were talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Yes, and the Maram Chalav is explicitly sounds like you're talking about mitzvah d'oraisa. Then they would have to disagree with Tosos to say there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even if you burn it before Chatzos.
Right,
which we discussed. Okay, so here is the Gra explaining the halacha. One second, let me just write this down. That Mota Lavarich al mitzvah Sheulai lo Yatzliach Lekaimo. And that's a chiddush in Hilchos Brachos, although the Gra brings some nice rayos. It's a little tricky because we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, a birksa mitzvah, right? Meaning we could say Hamapil is not a birksa mitzvah, that's a different inyan. Can't bring a proof in there. That's just your hayom. Seder hayom is different because of mitzvah. And we don't make a bracha sleeping in the sukkah. But the Gra was comfortable making a bracha sleeping in the sukkah. As we know, the Gra was super duper makbid sleeping in the sukkah and even made a bracha. And therefore, for the Gra, it works out. Again, it's a little tricky because all these Rishonim would probably have to say you make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, which it could very well be they do. I didn't check. According to us, that we don't make a bracha sleeping on the sukkah, it's hard to give this third explanation, but it works according to many Rishonim and Achronim. Was someone asking something? Maybe Shmuel?
Yeah, that's good, where we have two cases, a few cases of Hiniyach Tet Matzah Yud, Hiniyach Yud Matzah Tish. That doesn't mean, that doesn't hint at the possibility that this is an ancient manhag.
That this is a what?
Or it just means leaving chametz in your house beforehand?
I didn't follow you.
And after when we have cases of hiniach tet and matzah yud, it doesn't hint at the possibility that we're talking about hanecha petitin.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Interestingly, I haven't seen anyone say that's hinting at our modern minhag of hanachas petitim before the bedika. I always assumed it means what you left over for breakfast. Right? I leave 10 pieces for breakfast and I find 9. I leave 9 pieces for breakfast, I find 10. Interestingly, you know, could that be like a bedikas chametz, right? Everyone has this nightmare story that their kids put out 10 pieces of bread for bedikas chametz and they only found 9. And what do you do? Right? Here, I'll give you, by the way, a little tip. In my family, we like to have the little kids hide it so that I really won't know where it is and it'll be a real experience of searching for it. The problem is, what if I don't find them all? So the meaning of my house is that the kids hide 10 pieces of bread and they have to write down where they put them. And they don't look at it except in case of emergency. So Shmuel, I hear what you're saying. I haven't seen that in any of the Mefarshim. They assume it's talking about breakfast. It's not impossible, but I haven't seen that. Okay. Interestingly, you see that many of the Achronim liked the side that you're really making a bracha on the beer. And therefore, they're very, very concerned by how come me'ikradin, forget about menhagim, there are admits me'ikradin, you can make a bracha even if you have no pieces to put out. So the Gros says, you're making a bracha on the beer, which you might or may not do, but that's okay, you're allowed to make a bracha. There are other answers as well. The Taz says that bracha latala einkan, he actually says it's better not to put out pieces of chametz just because maybe you won't find them and then you'll be in trouble. He says that bracha koyma shivar lemacher revadai elshma yom maskali deabdika. Says the Taz interestingly, he says even if you don't put out pieces of bread, everyone leaves over chametz for breakfast, and therefore even if you don't put out pieces of bread, you still have the right to make the bracha. It's not a bracha latala because you're going to burn tomorrow. Meaning his assumption is even if you don't put out 10 pieces or however many pieces, the 10 is alpi kabalo. Even if you don't, or Shmuel would say alpi remes of the Gemara. Even if you don't put out pieces of bread, you're still saving bread for breakfast. I don't know if all of us do this. I don't know if everyone eats chametz for breakfast nowadays on Erev Pesach. Some of our mothers might be too, or wives might be too nervous. But in the old days, you know, they didn't really have a lot of other kinds of food they could afford to eat. So they left over chametz. So says the Taz. He says the Taz, that Yiva'er Mashir, or rather, the extras, right? Shenishar May. Okay, this is not his lashon, of course, Machar. Right, now you'll burn your leftovers from breakfast, and that's good enough. This is still Tchilas beer. Why? I'm searching for chametz now. I might or might not find it. But even if I don't find it, I have some chametz I set aside for breakfast, and I'm not going to finish that, and I'll burn that. And that is good enough. His chiddush is a mitzarif, my searching for chametz that I don't find, with the chametz that I already know exists. But still, I'm going to do a beer. And the Lavush, I think I put the Lavush on the Makaros here. Yeah, says the Lavush, he says, says the Lavush, that even though you're making a bracha because bedika is the beginning of beer, says the Lavush. He says, "Bedika zui tchilas beer v'tachlisa ain't a bedika mitzvah. Bedika is not a mitzvah," says Lavush. The beers is the mitzvah. Mevorchin al habir. but he also throws in Bedika. He says Be'ikr, the mitzvah is on the beer, but since Bittel, but since it's also on the Bittel, if you don't have anything to burn, you can rely on the Bittel. So basically we have two minhagim or three explanations of why it's okay to make a bracha, even though you might not find anything. Two minhagim, either put something out so you'll find something, or don't make a bracha until you find anything, or three explanations justify our, not our minhag, but our din. Either the me'iri, etc., and the gra, it's most beforeshen, the kalbo and the gra, that you're making a bracha on something you might or may not do, but that's okay, or the taz, you're really making a bracha on burning what you find. But if you don't find anything, you'll burn leftovers from breakfast, that's good enough. Or the lavush, you're really making a bracha on burning what you find. But if you don't find anything, at least you're doing bittul, and you're being mevatel what you don't find, and he's assuming that there's decent odds that there's something you didn't find that you're being mevatel, and it's really chal on something. And therefore, you can rely on that, as opposed to the simple explanation. Simple explanation is just that there's a maisa mitzvah of bedikas chametz, and you're making the maisa mitzvah of bedikas chametz, whether you find anything or not. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav to explain the psak of the Ramah. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, "Umeikar adini tzarach klal laniach psisim alolu kodem bdika she'afim yivdok abodik lo yimtzer shem chametz bdikaso af bekein lo biruch v'atala she'kach ha-mitzvah livdok ha-chametz u'lechapis acharav shema yimtzer menim u'umah v'yim lo motza ein b'cha klum u'kar kiyam ha-mitzvah kitikuna." Notice he's not saying like the Gra and the Kolbo. You weren't behind the mitzvah, but it's okay to make a bracha because you were trying to and you might have. No, he says, Kiyam a mitzvah kitikuna, right? And this is just also the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in explaining the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu lo matza. What does he say? Kvar kiyam ha-mitzvah ke tikuna, meaning the mitzvah is the maisa bedika, you rekayim kitikuna, whether you find anything or not. Okay, here we have the other main nafkamina.
Rabbi, can we say that the me'iri thinks like means what the Taz says?
That the me'iri means what? What the Taz says? Can we say the me'iri means what the Taz says?
Yeah, when.
No, I think beer means the word beer, right? Quote unquote beer, the lashon beer in the mitzvah is mishutaf. It also includes the bdika ulechipas and asol tzorich beer. It also includes whatever you do for the sake of beer. I don't think he's saying anything. The tzorich beer is definitely saying the tad. He's not saying you're going to burn other things tomorrow. He's saying if you do something for the sake of beer, even if it doesn't work out leading to beer, still, that counts as beer. It counts as beer to try to do beer. That's how I'm reading the Me'iri. I definitely don't think he means the Tas. Okay, let's go on to some more nafkaminas. Another nafkamina, although this is going to be really a far out shita, is C. Bracha. Mishas beer, biyom yodalid. Do you say another bracha when you burn it on yodalid? Fascinating question, right? Do you say a second bracha? Bracha shnia. Do you say another bracha in the morning when you burn it? Right? Good question. Do you say another bracha in the morning when you burn it? So, if you say the bracha at night was for the burning in the morning, then obviously you don't say another bracha in the morning. Because you already made the bracha. On the burning, right? Meaning, basically the question is this, why don't we say a second bracha when we burn in the morning? Right? Seems like a big mitzvah. Burning chametz, tashbishes on rotechem. Why don't we say a second bracha in the morning? The answer is obvious. Well, if you take the tzad of the Ritva and the Ran and the first day and Rabbeinu David and the do I have the right? I'm not sure if everything's been on the right side of every board. You have to make sure I put everything on the right side of every board. I hope I didn't reverse anything. Okay, if I did, this is, yeah. Okay, this is the tzad of, let's just remember what our tzadim are. This is the tzad of beer. This is the tzad of bidika. Yeah, okay, I think I had it right. Okay, so then it's pashy, you don't make a second bracha because you already made a bracha on what you're doing in the morning at night. Since when do you make a bracha at night, what you're doing in the morning? That's the unique tradition of Yudam Arav. It's such a close hechsher mitzvah that you make a bracha on the beer. But what if the bracha is on the Maisa Bedika? Then you could ask, why don't you make another bracha in the morning? And as a matter of fact, in the Shut Ma'arik, he really takes very, very seriously this possibility that you could make a second bracha in the morning. Says the Shut Ma'arik, he quotes Rav Shmuel Mifalez. Rav Shmuel Mifalez understood the Ritzbah, who would save some chametz to burn in the afternoon, was not so he could do a mitzvah, but so he could say a bracha. Right? And Rav Shmuel Mifalez therefore said back to him, remember we learned this, Rav Shmuel Mifalez says that, or Zerua Perish on the Piyot. Just for a bracha, it's not worth taking a chance of doing an Isidor Raisa by delaying. And that whoever's asking the question, Ma'arik says, what is this bracha thing, etc.? And what does he say? Bracha b'tshasrefa mayavite. What bracha when you burn it? So he says, what are you talking about? If there's a tshuva of Rashi that some people say one bracha when they do bedika and another bracha b'tshasrefa. And Rashi says, tos hu b'yadam, da bir havi bedika. Because al bir chametz means bedika. Okay, I don't understand exactly this minig and the tshuva's Rashi legamri, because they would say al bedikas chametz at night. And then it's a little funny, that seems to be against our Gemara. But the ikker is that the Yeshua Metruvus Rashi holds there's two brachas. Hari Lachadeo says the Ma'arik Sheish Levarach B'shas Bir. There's an opinion, and he takes it seriously. You could have said Truvus Rashi, yeah, there are some Amaratsim and stupid people who have this idiotic minhag, etc. But he takes it seriously. He says there's really a minhag out there in the Velt that you should make a second bracha B'shas Bir. And if Rav Shmuel holds that day, Rav Shmuel Falez holds that opinion, or the revolves that opinion, Einam and Atema, that's not weird, that's not unexpected, there's nothing wrong with that. And then he goes on to explain more about the Ritzvah, but what does Ma'arik say? There really is an opinion that you make a second bracha. So, if you say that the bracha is really on the bedika at night. One second, what am I doing wrong? If you say the bracha is really on the bedika at night, then nicha the yesh omrim. And Rashi and the Ma'arik, why do I quote the Ma'arik? If it's true as Rashi, he's the one who takes it seriously. Mevorchim shuv b'shas bir. Right, then it could be, you would say second bracha. The first bracha was only on the bedika. So maybe there's another bracha on the bir. One bracha on the bedika and one bracha on the bir. Of course, that's not our minug. Of course, that's a bit of a, even our Rick is just saying, it's okay for someone to hold this. He's not saying this is the mainstream minhug. Right, so Lachor, you have to say that even though the original bracha was on the bedika, there's some reason that we don't make another bracha b'shas. There's some reason we don't make another bracha b'shas beer. Why don't we make another bracha b'shas beer? So, one possibility is really what we discuss, what the Ma'arik discusses, which is akati lo chalchi of sreifa. So, or what are you going to say? Lidi Dun, for us who don't make a bracha, how are you going to explain it? You could explain this in more than one way, says the Ma'arik. One way to explain it is that it's really a mitzvah to do bedika, but it's not a mitzvah to do beer. What do you mean it's not a mitzvah to do beer? Of course, the mitzvah to do beer. No, it's a mitzvah to do bedika when we do bedika. Orlar Basar. Orlar Basar Bokin Chametz Lo'Aner. We do Orlar Basar Bokin Chametz Lo'Aner, so we do the mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah to do beer when we do beer, because the mitzvah of beer is really only in the afternoon, which is why the mitzvah waited till the afternoon to chop something, which we are not willing to take our chance at chopping. Or even if you say midraban in the mitzvah in the sixth hour, but we do it in the fifth hour, going a little further than the Ma'arik. So you could say either that. Leva'er b'sha'ah sh'anu mevarim, meaning it's a little funny, right? The Ritva Udime said the beer is ikker, b'dika is only tafel. So that's my Rick, not so pashut from a mitzvah perspective. B'dika is a mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah b'sha'as mitzvah. Beer is not a mitzvah. Yeah, it's a good way to avoid by Rabbi Yimotze. It's a good way to avoid problems. It's not a mitzvah because the time of the mitzvah hasn't come. When you do a mitzvah before it's time, you might end up okay halachically, but that doesn't mean that you can. That doesn't mean that you can say a bracha on it. Maybe it works before it's time and you end up being okay, but you can't say a bracha because the time hasn't come. Or you could say, and here maybe you'll bring the two tzadim a little together, a little closer together. Oh, yesh lomar. That's the Ma'arik. Sorry, we'll put the Ma'arik there. Oh, yesh lomar. And he says, yeah, you're right. If you'd wait till the afternoon, you'd say a bracha, but we do it too early. Oh, yesh lomar. Gambier. Havanoso. Alha. Bidika. Maybe you could say, and here you bring them a little together, you could say, even when we say B'yarte Kodesh Ben Abayish, you're making bracha on the Bidika, you're also including the beer, and therefore you don't say another bracha on the beer. And then it's more of a tzachakira, what's the ikar part of the bracha, the beer or the Bidika? So you could like admit that even if it's on Bidika, it also is a tuffle includes the beer. And that's why you don't say second bracha. So again, if you say the bracha originally was on what you do tomorrow, obviously you don't make another bracha tomorrow. That's what you made a bracha last night for. If you say the bracha is on the etzem ma'aseh bedika, then why don't we say another bracha on the etzem ma'aseh beer? Either we do, minhag and Rashi and the Ma'arik, or we would, but we do it too early, so we're not doing the mitzvah in the real way of the mitzvah. Or maybe even though the bracha is on the bedika, it's not radically ignoring the beer. It also has a tafel includes the beer. Another bracha nafkamina comes up in the Avudraham could be Shechianu. Do you say Shechianu? Now, this is a big question which really ties into a lot of technical Shechianu. Do you say Shechianu in Bedikas Chametz or not? Everyone knows, hopefully you know, you've been Jewish long enough to know that we don't say Shechianu in Bedikas Chametz. But that is a big machluk Rishonim in our sugya, whether or not you say Shechianu on Bedikas Chametz or not. The Sefer Ha'iter holds you do say Shechianu b'dikas chametz, or Shmuel ben Chafni go and holds you do say Shechianu b'dikas chametz. There is a Das Yochid out there that you say Shechianu b'dikas chametz. But the strong Kamenetsky, you had a question.
Is there any precedent to have a situation, going back to the right side of this Nafkamina board, we have a precedent where you make a bracha and then do part of the mitzvah and then have a big break before the other part of the mitzvah?
That is a great question. Like, where do we see that you make a bracha and you take a big break in the middle of the mitzvah and then the bracha still extends? Usually, like, why wouldn't you have to make another bracha just because of the hefsek, you're saying?
Such a thing on building a sukkah? You make a bracha on building the sukkah and then later you use it?
But you don't make a bracha because that mitzvah on building the sukkah, right? Mm-hmm. You don't say a shekhar to shut himself as you run while building a sukkah. That's Mefurish Maskana, the Gemara Menachos. You may, in the old days, they used to say Shechianu. But here, they're before the Shechianu. You don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. Let me give you one answer, perhaps. I'll give you one or two answers. Now, everything's subject to question. But number one, how about sukkah, right? I could, according to our minhag, right? According to the Minhag HaOlam, I make a bracha. I don't mean according to the Chayyadim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. I make a bracha in the morning on eating breakfast with a sandwich in the sukkah. And then I go out and I do other things, etc. And I come back and the bracha is still valid, right? The bracha still holds. Or because of Torah. I make a bracha when I learn Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha and Elu Dvarim she'ein lahem shir and Elu Dvarim she'adam ochel, etc. in the morning. And then I go to work. And after work, I sit down to learn Gemara for night seder, and the bracha is still valid. So we do find lots of places in halacha where you could say a bracha on a mitzvah. Those are all bricks on mitzvah. That's why I quoted them. And even though you take a big break and you take a big break for many hours, and then you come back and continue, the bracha is still valid. Now, again, there are ways to answer all those things to explain them otherwise, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I think it's not unprecedented to say you could have a bracha. Now, again, you'll say, but in some cases, it's different. If I make a bracha and I shecht in the morning, and then I go do other things, and I come back and shecht more, I have to make another bracha. Okay, so obviously the answer is going to be that the difference in shechita, once I shecht once, there's no necessary continuation to shechting again. There's no rule how many things you have to shecht every day, etc. So it's really over and done with. But the chaf is when it's not over and done with, like sukkah. Even though I eat in the sukkah once, I still have to come back to the sukkah whenever I need to do anything. Talmud Torah, even though I learn a little in the morning, I still have to learn whenever I can. So, and B'dikas Chametz, even though I started searching now, I still have to burn it the next day when the time, you know, when the time has come. So I think it really, it's a small chiddush, but it's really not a chiddush because then you have to start explaining everything else. It's really not so mechudish to say you can make a B'dikas Mitzvah, take an 8-hour break, and then continue where you were under the same B'dikas Mitzvah, at least in circumstances where you knew that you would have to continue, not just in terms of your personal plans, but in terms of the halachic system. Okay. Let's talk about Shechiyonim for a second. There are many opinions about Shechiyonim. You have Vudraham here, brings down like four explanations out of, you know, at least twice that many in the Rishonim, why everyone except for the Sefer Itter and Shul and Chafni Goen doesn't say Shechiyonim. And some of them are interesting. Why not say Shechiyonim? So, what does he quote? The Avudraham quotes from the Yad Ramah, right? Most of the Rishonim quote from the Yad Ramah. We don't have most of the books of the Yad Ramah, right? We have a Yad Ramah involved Basra and Sanhedrin. It's very clear that he wrote on all of Shas. For example, the Shita Gretz's Baba Kama quotes in the Yad Ramah. And the Torah quotes in the Yad Ramah in Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch on every Masechet. Okay, so most Yad Ramahs that are quoted, we just are never going to find the original, but he quotes in the Yad Ramah. Tam acher she'in varchin shachiyanu. Tam acher she'in varchin shachiyanu. El al mitzvah shasiyasu gemar mitzvah. So you only say shachiyanu on a mitzvah, where when you do it, you complete performing the mitzvah. We got it. Bir chametz habedika v'bitul shosu mil tesvav ena gemar. No bedikas chametz. Even the bedika, even though you also do bitul, but that's not a gemar because you still have to be mevari the chametz yadua. Bitul only for chametz she'in yadua. And says the Ramah. Basically says the Ramah. Why is there no Shechiyanu? Says the Ramah, not the Ramah with an Aleph, sorry. The Ramah with a Hey. Ein Mevarchim. Ki Ein Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. Since you're not finishing the mitzvah, therefore there's no bracha Shechiyanu. That clearly implies the bracha is not on the Bedika. The bracha is if bedika was an independent mitzvah, then you finished it. Bedika is not an independent mitzvah. It's just the hechsher, the beginning of beer, and therefore you don't make a shechiyanu on the beginning of something. He also says, Ein hashbasa min haTorah el b'sof she'shos. There's only tashbisu midar raisa in the afternoon. Again, I think this is the same way. If you said like the second day of Rabbeinu Dovid, it's like Hanukkah candles, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, who cares if the mitzvah of tashbisu was only in the afternoon? The mitzvah b'dikas chametz is now. So I think both answers to the Ramah are going the same way. Or lo higia zman mitzvahs tashbisu. You can't say it's the zman because it's not the zman of the mitzvah yet. You're just preparing in advance. What both the answers to the Ramah in common is that you're just preparing in advance. You're not doing a mitzvah yet, right? Inas yasagar mitzvasa, or it's not even the time to do a mitzvah. And therefore you don't say shechiyanu. If you held that bedika was an independent mitzvah, then you would just give a different explanation, right? Either you would hold that Mevarchim Shechiyanu, which I said is the Sefer Isra Shulchan Aruch they go in. Or, more likely, you would just give a different explanation as Berachir. There are many other explanations why we come Shechiyanu. The two main ones are quoted in the beginning of this paragraph of the Abu Draham, which are either, there's a big machlokes Rishonim, why in general do you say Shechiyanu on some mitzvahs, not others? So one day is you say Shechiyanu on mitzvahs that come at a certain time, not on mitzvahs that don't come at a certain time, because it says Lasman Azeh. So his first answer is that Bedikas Chametz doesn't come at a special time. That's a chiddush, because Orlar Basar, but he says, if we remember from Vadaf Vavam and Aleph, no, if you're Mefarish, Fiyotz Mishayar, it could be any time. Okay, that's a chiddush. Since in some weird cases it could be at any time, that's not considered coming at a time. Or his second explanation is, because you only say Shechiyanu on mitzvahs that have a special simcha, right? That have a special simcha, that you like get something and have some special dvar sheyisbo simcha banal l'guf. And over here, there's no simcha and hanah. You're just cleaning. We all know cleaning our house is not simcha, it's not hanah. You're just getting rid of things. We all know getting rid of things is not hanah. And therefore, it's not such a happy mitzvah. Okay, and there are many other explanations as well. So it's really, I mean, there's no shortage of explanations. Okay, the other big nafkamina of this is, of this hakira is, are there certain times when we do not say, sorry, Kamenetsky, you still have your hand up or did you just not take it down? Okay. Or are there certain cases where we don't say a bracha? So for example, says the Rambam, when you make the bracha, when you do Bedikas Chametz on the 14th or on the day, or Larbasa, or the day of the 14th or during Pesach, you make a bracha, Shek Yisham Zot Zizbanu, I'll be your Chametz. But adds the Rambam, in Badak L'Achar Eregel Einu Mevarech. Remember, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and we're going to read this Mishnah. This is the one on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We're going to read this Mishnah according to Tosos and most Mefarshim, right? Lo Badak Or Liyudalid Yivdok Biyudalid. Lo Badak Biyudalid Yivdok B'toch HaMoed during Pesach. Lo Badak B'toch HaMoed Yivdok B'achar HaMoed. If you didn't do B'dika during Pesach, you make a B'dika, you do B'dika after Pesach. Says the Rambam, if you do B'dika after Pesach, you don't say a bracha. It's a chiddush of the Rambam. It doesn't say that anywhere in Shas. But if you do B'dika after Pesach, you don't say a bracha. And that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. If you do B'dika after Pesach, you don't say a bracha. The question is, why not? So how about B'dika first of all, does anyone remember why there's an inyan to do B'dika after Pesach? It's clearly not for Tashbisu. There's no Tashbisu after Pesach. It's clearly not to avoid Bar Lava Yimatzeh.
But you may have
Chana Shavar Lava Pesach.
It's clearly Shema Yavolo Achlo. You might have Chamesh Avolo Pesach in your house. You might come to accidentally eat it, and that'll be an Avera Drabbanan of eating Chamesh Avolo Pesach. We Paskin Drabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is even Daraisa, but we Paskin Drabbanan. Therefore, you have to do a B'dika to avoid the Shema Yavolo Achlo of Chametz after Pesach. So the question is, do you say a bracha or not? The Rambam says not to say a bracha. Why not? Says the Noda Yehuda, because there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu. Because the Noda Yehuda says there's only a mitzvah of Tashbisu during Pesach, not after Pesach. Here is the Noda, we mentioned this Noda Yehuda once or twice. Remember, there is a big machlokas where the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on the 14th or on the 14th and all Pesach long. The Noda Yehuda wants a proof in this Rambam. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is all Pesach long because you obviously say a bracha only when you're doing the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You don't say a bracha, according to Noda Yehuda, at least, on avoiding Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh, only on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And therefore, if you say a bracha all Pesach long and not afterwards, there must be Tashbisu all Pesach long, not afterwards. But the yesod of the Noda Yehuda for our purposes is, why don't you say a bracha after Pesach? After all, why do you think to say a bracha? The Mishnah says that the Rabbanan made a takana that you have to do B'dika after Pesach. If you have to do B'dika after Pesach, then it's a mitzvah to do B'dika. The Rabbanan commanded you to do B'dika after Pesach. If you forgot to do B'dika before Pesach, and you forgot to do bedikah on Pesach, the Rabbanan commanded you to do bedikah after Pesach. That's a mitzvah. It's a commandment. So why not? Meaning you would think that this is a nafkamina then. That if you say the brachas on the bedikah, then yivarech. You should have to make a bracha. Shahare mitzuva who livdok. Okay. I don't know who holds that because the Rambam doesn't, and most people don't discuss it. But says the Rambam, lo yivarech. Why does the Rambam say lo yivarech? So it explains the Nodbi Huda. He ain't mitzvah. There's no mitzvah spear. Says the Nodbi Huda, you only make a bracha medika when there's a mitzvah to destroy chametz. Since there's no mitzvah to destroy chametz, you can't make a bracha on medika. Oh, you have to do bedika. Yes, you have to do bedika, but the bracha is not for bedika. The bracha is only for tchilas beer. Here, there's no tchilas beer because there's no mitzvah to destroy it. I think it could be that's also what the Kesef Mishnah had in mind there. The Kesef Mishnah, all they know, say Kalim, don't say like the Nehuda. They don't say there's anything to do with mitzvah tashbisu. But what did the Kesef Mishnah say there? He says that because in Hisha Osomeyata in Overlove, there's no Isser to keep it. Even Drabana, there's no Isser to keep it. Then how can you make a bracha to destroy it? Because there's no requirement, there's no Isser to have it. What is I think he's trying to say? He's trying to say there's no mitzvah to destroy it. If you think about it, on Chamesh Avrilo of Pesach, you're just not allowed to eat it. You don't have to destroy it. You just have to make sure you don't eat it. If there is some way to make sure you don't eat it without destroying it, that would be fine, right? So I think what this is what the Kesef Mishnah means as well. The Nodi says very clearly, there's no mitzvah of destroying it. And I think that maybe what the Kesef Mishnah means as well, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of subtle formulations here. But he says, there's no need to destroy it. Of course, you have to make sure you don't accidentally eat it, but there's no need to destroy it. L'chora, one could imagine that, let's say I just searched my house and I made sure all the Chamesh Avrilo Pesach, I don't know, was in like a special place where no one would ever eat it, then that would be okay. Because there's no need to destroy it. So that's really, you know, the Yehuda, maybe the Kesef Mishnah as well. If there's no mitzvah of beer, there's no bracha on the bedika, because bedika is only bracha worthy, qua betoras, the beginning of beer. However, what if you hold that bedika is bracha worthy as a mitzvah's bedika in and of itself? Right, then how are you going to explain this? Right? So how about the way that we paskin Liddy Dunn? That we paskin, you don't make a bracha. If the bracha is on bedika as a mitzvah's bedika, taka, there is a mitzvah's bedika after Pesach. What do you mean? Chachamim told you to do bedika chametz after Pesach. Why don't you make a bracha on it? So here, the Rabbeinu Manoach is very bothered by this. Because remember, I quoted earlier the Rabbeinu Manoach based on the Ravid, who said that who said the bracha is just to do the bedika. So what does he say? I'll read it again. Habir nizkar bracha zu ena mashav loshon ubir ala koin shu loshon streif adavke loshon hashbosas bedika upinoi min habayis bo biyarte kodesh min habayis. He says like Ma'am Chalava biyarte kodesh min habayis. So then, why don't you make a bracha if you do bedikah after Pesach? So says the Rabbeinu Manoach, he says, Eich yivarech b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al davar shalot tzivuch hacham en kiyim hashem knas. How can you say you were commanded to do this? You were not commanded to do this. You were commanded to clean your house before Pesach. It's a knas, since you did the wrong thing, you kept coming over Pesach, the knas of chametz shalot Pesach, and therefore, b'dieved, you have to get out of the, make sure you don't violate the knas by cleaning your house. But that's not what you're commanded to do. That's what you're commanded not to do. Inami lo asur el mishum knasa ve'im varchem el knasa sheri in knas bali dea ve'ra ve'ra in a mitzvah. He says two things, which are basically the same direction. Either you don't say v'tzivanu because you weren't commanded to do this. You were commanded to do the opposite and now you're stuck. So you're doing what you weren't commanded to do. And b'di'eved, what you're doing is better than nothing. Or were you doing a mitzvah b'avera? Because it's only because you did the avera b'yurava yimotzei and keep it chametz in your house over Pesach that now you have to search. So you could say there's a technical reason that you don't say the there's a technical reason that you don't say the bracha. The Magen Mishnah also suggested perhaps a technical reason that you don't say the bracha. He said al bir chametz means getting rid of all your chametz. Here you're not getting rid of all your chametz. You're only getting rid of some chametz. When you search your house, if you find chametz that you bought after Pesach, you keep it. If you find chametz that you bought before Pesach, then you throw it out, and that's not called beer chametz, because you're not getting rid of chametz. You're only getting rid of some chametz. It's called beer chametz over Lor Pesach, not beer chametz, as it says the Magen Mishnah. Heichverch al beer chametz. Right? Shari becholos says manu ochel chametz. You can't eat chametz. The bedikah is only lahav doing chametz zeshel Lor Pesach or chametz acher. You can't have any chametz, so you can make a bracha. So you could say maybe there is a technical reason. Maybe there is a technical reason. I'll suggest a more fundamental reason soon. Reason.
Why can't you say that Rav Chaim in the Sefer that the Isur chametz is not an Isur chevtza after Pesach, and it's not chametz, it's just an Isur gavra to eat it?
Okay, maybe that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying. Maybe you're saying that's more than technical. One second. Either Rabbeinu Noach, it's a knas and an avera, or the Magen Mishnah, that you're not mevar chametz just some chametz. Or as Joel would say, you know, it's not that you're mevar chametz. You're just mevar something that you're not supposed to eat that's not real chametz, right? Which is similar to Magen Mishnah. I want to give more fundamental explanations soon. But let me come back to that. So we'll leave this as a box to be filled in later. But I want to go on to the last nafkamina of this chakira. The last nafkamina of this chakira is... How about, and we mentioned this once before, Bedika Lifnei Yudalid. Have a Bedika before Yudalid. Who does Bedika before Yudalid? As we know, Mifarish V'yotzim Shayara does Bedika Lifnei Yudalid. Do you say a bracha or not? If you remember, we had a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. Remember the three-way Machlokas Rishonim? The Rich recorded the Bra'a, and the Rimi recorded Yesh Omrim, who says you make a bracha. The Ritva himself says within 30 days you make a bracha, but before 30 days you don't make a bracha. And the Meiri himself, as well as the Kolbo, who is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch did not have a copy of the Ritva, Pesachim, did not have a copy of the Meiri. He had a Kolbo. Say you don't make a bracha at all. How do you explain these three opinions? Would you make a bracha beforehand or not? So the simple pshat is that what's the bracha on? Is it on the beginning of is it on the beer? You're going to end up doing beer, or is it on the bedika itself? So the simple pshat is that if you say the bracha, let's remember the two tzadim, Rabosai. Here it's that the tchilas beer, and here it's on the Maisa Bedika. Okay. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamafarsh Liyam, Vayotzim Sheyara, etc., Zokok Levar. The Machaber doesn't say anything. The Ramah says, V'lo Yivarech Azal Bir Chametz Kolbo, and that's also, as we know, the Shita of the Meiri. Why does the Ramah say not to make a bracha? So here we have a fundamental machlokas. Says the Gra, remember which side the Gra was on, right? The Gra was on the Tchilas Beer side. Says the Gra, he says, because Beer Chametz is because you're going to do Bittel and then destroy what's left. Here there's no destruction. You're not doing any Bittel. and you're not doing any destroying the chametz. You're still using chametz normally. You're just cleaning your house, but you're not doing any beer. So here we have the kolbo and the Me'iri say, lo yivarech, why? Explains the Gra, mishum she'ein she'ein. Lo yivaer. Normally, you only make a bracha because the tchilas beer. Here, it's not the tchilas beer. You're not destroying any of this chametz. What are you doing with this chametz? You're certainly not doing bittel, and you're not going to burn it. You find chametz in your house before you leave. Don't imagine nowadays where anything you find in your house you throw in the garbage because it's not hygienic, etc. You find chametz in your house. I don't know. You give it to your neighbor. You take it with you on your trip. You know, whatever you do with it, you do the same thing you do with all other normal food. You don't do any destroying. It doesn't lead to destroying because it's not the time of destroying. The Me'iri says it a little different, but I think is coming from the same direction. Says the Me'iri, you know why you don't make a bracha beforehand? Says the Me'iri, not over there, I think, but this is the Me'iri over here. Says the, one second, Me'iri. He says, here we are, one second. Ah, okay. Even though the mitzvah's beer is only on the morning, so why do you make a bracha on the tchilas beer? The mitzvah beer applies all your dalet, right? We're looking once, if any Rishon said explicitly, the mitzvah beer starts from the nighttime. Here he says it does. Kol yom. Says the Me'iri, you know why you can make a bracha on tchilas beer? Because the chazman is already chal. The mitzvah beer is by Yom HaRishon on your dalet. Orally, your dalet is part of your daleks, and halacha and Judaism in the night is part of the next day. And therefore, the zman is already chal. The zman of mitzvahs beer. Ha'im bada kodem yud gimel ein kan chiyuv bracha. Chayim bebodek la'achri yud dalet. He says it's only bracha on your dalet. If you're bodek later or earlier, there's no bracha because it's not the zman of mitzvahs beer. And the kolbo says the same thing. Okay, I don't know if we have the... I didn't bring that on the Makor sheet, I don't think. But if you look inside, the Kolbo says the same thing, or says the Me'iri. And the Kolbo, Misham She'eno Zman Mitzvahs Beer. Okay, so the Gruss says, because it's not going to lead to beer. The Me'iri and the Kolbo says, even if it will lead to beer. Let's say I search my house 3 days beforehand. I'm going to put it all in a brown paper bag to burn 3 days later. It doesn't matter. You can't say it's tchilas beer because it's not the zman of mitzvahs beer until you're dalet. Or lar basar is the zman of mitzvahs beer. We do it in stages. Yud gimel and yud beis and yud aleph and shloshim yom, etc. is not the zman of mitzvahs beer. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there, remember, we want to put the Shulchan Aruch Rav on the other side of the Chakira. So what does the Shulchan Aruch Rav says right there in the Shulchan Aruch to explain the psak of the Ramah? Says the Shulchan Rav, the al b'dika zo lo yivarech al b'yir chametz, k'derech shavarech al b'dikas leil yodalid. Why? Kaven she'ena b'zman ha'ikari she'tiknu l'chachamim d'hain leil yodalid. What does he say? Not because it's not leading to beer or because it's not the zman, the mitzvah, the rice of beer. Because it's not the zman takanas chachamim of b'dika. He looks at the bracha not from a beer perspective, but from a b'dika perspective. So, says the I'm not the Me'iri and the Kolbo, because I think they have a different perspective, but says the Ramah, right? And explains the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It's not the zman of the takana of the mitzvah of bedika. What does he mean by this? What he means by this is that there's svedinim in bedika. There is a bedika of the mitzvah derabbanan of maisa bedika. The mitzvah of Maisa Bedika is on Orlar Basar. Then there's something that's not the mitzvah Drabbanan, the Maisa Bedika. Just a practical thing the Rabbanan told you that you have to make sure your house is clean so you don't get in trouble later, right? Remember, we had that chakira. So I think that's what the Meiri is saying. That even, not because there's no beer, because it's not really mitzvah's bedika. Not every bedika is a mitzvah's bedika. Some bedikas are just necessary preparations of bedika. If we remember, the havmina before Rav Yehuda Rav was don't make a bracha, it's only a preparatory stage. Kamash Lanas knows a mitzvah's bedika. He says, yeah, Orlar Basa is a mitzvah's bedika. They were talking Orlar Basa, Bokin Zachamit, or an air. Yotze B'Shayara and Mefarish B'Yam, that's not part of the Takana mitzvah's bedika. That's just a preparatory stage. Chazal said, you have to worry about getting in trouble later. That, by the way, could go back to the previous Nafkamina E. Why don't we make a bracha? Maybe you could say, based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I don't think the Shulchan Aruch Rav said anything, if I recall correctly. But maybe you could say that, or I don't remember what he said, rather. But maybe you could say, with or without him, that, oh, because when the Rabbanim made it, Takana of Maisa B'dika, they only made it for Orlar Basar. Or even for Pesach. When you do it afterwards, to get rid of Chamash Avrilar Pesach, that's something. This is going to be a little harder because it's in the Mishnah. It's harder to say for E. So I'm not sure because it's in the Mishnah you have to do it. So it sounds like it is a mitzvah Rabbanim. Okay, maybe we won't say it. Let's stick for F. F, it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah never says to do a B'dika before Orlar Basar. Why did the Mishnah never say to do a B'dika before Orlar Basar? Because that's not the mitzvah, the Takana B'dika. That's just a later logic that Rabbi Yehuda Rav came up with, that it's logical that the Rabbanim would require you to avoid trouble, but not that they were talking to Maisa mitzvah. And if you take that approach, then that would also explain something else, because there are really three opinions. One opinion is not to make a bracha. That's how we paskin. The second opinion is the opinion of the Ra'ah and the Yesh Omrim in the Meiri, which is that you do make a bracha. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, it's not the beginning of beer. I know it's not the beginning of the beer, but it's still a Maisa B'dika. It's still a Maisa B'dika. Okay, here I'm going to get into a little trouble. But what can you say? You have the opinion of the Ritva himself. He says, Mevarchim Rak. But I realize that I'm going to get in trouble with Ritva himself. What I would have said is, the Ritva makes a lot of sense from the perspective of the mitzvah B'dika. What's the difference between before 30 days and after 30 days? Within 30 days, the mitzvah B'dika is chal. And then before 30 days, it's just a practical thing, not a mitzvah of B'dika. Okay, the Ritva himself is not going to be so pashat, because the Ritva himself says only because it's chilas beer. You only make a bracha because it's the beginning of beer. So why does he say you make a bracha within 30 days? The only thing I can think of for the Ritva is that the Ritva thinks within 30 days it's considered the beginning of beer. Right, so you know what? One second, maybe we'll have to say this a little more. How about Shita 2? 2 is the Ra'ah and the Yesh Omrim in the Meiri, who say you do say a bracha. So I'd say that's Nicha. If you say the bracha is on the mitzvah's bedika, there are bottom when they were talking the mitzvah's bedika, they were talking even before 30 days. Not like Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's not part of the takana. That's just a practical requirement. No, that's part of the mitzvah. Or maybe, I think it's a little dochak, you could say, even when you do it in advance, that's the beginning of beer. Because after all, whatever you find, maybe you're going to destroy. Maybe it's a beer drabanan, or maybe you'll take it with you and destroy. It's an interesting question. What do people do when they find chametz in their house? So maybe bedochak, you could say, no. Yeshlomar degam ze have tchilas beer. Even though I don't like it as much, because what's tchilas beer? Then every time I clean up my house on any day of the year, that's tchilas beer, because eventually I'll know where chametz is. But no, you could say this, the last cleaning of this house, maybe that's chilas beer. Oh, the Meiri says it's not the zmana beer. Maybe we don't care if it's the zmana beer. And the third shita is the Ritva, who says, mevarchim davka toch lamed. That's a lamed. And I really think, even though here I'm getting trouble with it for himself, Nicha more if you take the mitzvah bedika. Because why? What's the difference between 38 and 430 days? Within 30 days, the mitzvah bedika. Chacham made their mitzvah for 30 days. Before 30 days, it's not a mitzvah. It's just, why? Because you say Toch Lamed is the mitzvahs bedika. Kodem Lamed is not the mitzvahs bedika. That's just a hachana shelo yavor. That's just preparing in advance so that you don't do an aveira later. That's not the real mitzvah bedika. Theoretically, for the Ritva himself, who's on this side of the chikur, maybe you'd have to say a little bit bedochak. That toch lamed yesh tseiruf be'erev Pesach, and beforehand you don't. Toch lamed, with anything within 30 days is matzurif. Toch lamed, and this is a big chiddush of tseiruf, if I within 30 days, if I do bedika now and 29 days later I do beer, that's mitzuref. However, more than 30 days you can't have tseiruf. Okay, so within all the shitas, maybe I can get them to work according to both possibilities. If you notice by shitas 2 and 3, those are not the shitas we paskin like, and it's not a long discussion in the Rishonim, and there's no discussion in the Achronim to do a pasuk like it, so you just have to make up whatever svaras you want. Maybe you can make up better svaras than me, I don't know. Within the first sheet, that was the way we pask in, here there's a lot of discussion, because the Rishonim spent a long time, and then the Achronim go to town on it. And I think, why don't we make a bracha at all? That's our very, very clear psak. If you say it's tchilas beer, it makes sense why we don't make a bracha, the gra, because what you find here, you're not going to mevayer, or the me'iri, because the zman of beer hasn't come, so how can it be tchilas beer? But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, even if you take the Bedika side of the Chakir, the Maisi Bedika side of the Chakir, you could say, this is not the Takon of Mitzvah Bedika, the Takon is Orlar Basar. This is a later logic made by Rabbi Yehuda Rav, and I mean a later Takana. It's not a Takon of a Mitzvah. It's just a Takon of a Zahiras that you shouldn't be over later. Ein Zman Takon is Mitzvah, Ella, Rak, I should say Zahiras. Zahiras. Right, this is not the Zrizos of the Mesil Sharm, this is just a Hiras. Shalo Yavor Acharkach. This is not a mitzvah now. The mitzvah now is only Orlar Basar. This is just a Zahiras. So that you don't have trouble later. Okay, now. I think we are,
Rebbe?
Yes.
I have a comment here from the pre-chadash shel olam tzarich levorech kivin shechivu chachamim livdok. Just by etzem requiring him to make
because the pre-chadash holds like the ra'ah. He says once the chamer chay, the chamer chay. I mean, who cares about beer, right? That makes perfect sense. Exactly. That would be the pre-chadash. Good. Yes. As the beer halacha points out, there are chronim on all three sides. Even though the Ramah, most Achronim take the Shita 1, but the Prichadas take Shita 2, and the Bach takes Shita 3. And what's interesting is that they didn't know all these Rishonim. They were just Mechavim to it, right? That's in the Bir Halacha or the Masifta, depending on where you're looking. Okay, now I want to just ask one slightly deeper question. What is going on according to these two sides, right? Let's just give me a board here. What is so again, one side of the Chakira is one side of the Chakira. Is the beer. Why is the beer important? We know why the beer is important, right? Alma mevarchim and 1 second. On what? On what are you making a bracha? And what kiyum is there on whatever you're making the bracha in? So we had all chakir. One side of the chakir is you're making a bracha on the beer. What kiyum, what comes out of the beer? What is the advantage that comes out of beer? So that's very easy. According to many, we've shown him. Mitzvahs asay. The tashbisu comes out of the beer. Right? That's what most of the Rishonim sounded like here, the Meiri and others. The Rush thought like the Bali Tosfos that nowadays there is no Mitzvah Seif Tashbisu. It's only if you leave your Chametz till the afternoon. Okay, if not Mitzvah Seif Tashbisu is avoiding Bayura Bayimatze. Clearly, there's a big halachic advantage and accomplishment in beer chametz, right? Whether it's because it's a mitzvah say or because it avoids a lav, right? Whether you're like the Rebbe Yehuda, you only say a bracha on a mitzvah say, or you even say a bracha on something that avoids a lav, and then you have to figure out why sometimes, not other times. But, you know, for example, shchita, if you hold there's no mitzvah say. Okay, but what about the other side of the chakira, which is you make a bracha on the maisa bedika? What's the point of the Maisa B'dika? No one's going to say the Maisa B'dika is Mekayim Tashbisu. For the simple reason, like all the Rishonim said, like the Ritva and the Rebbe David said, if I search and I don't destroy, I haven't accomplished anything. It's worth nothing. If I search my house and then I don't do anything, I haven't accomplished anything. Right? So what does a Maisa B'dika accomplish? Right? So that's an interesting question. What does a Maisa B'dika accomplish? So here we have a few possibilities. Like, what is the point of Maisa B'dika? Maisa B'dika is a mitzvah darbanan, but why is it a mitzvah darbanan? So the first answer is just stam. What do I mean by stam? Who says it has to accomplish anything? The Rabbanan told you to do B'dika, and a hanami, the B'dika without beer, right? Eze. Without beer. Right? What kiyum is there if you bedika? I don't mean you're never going to burn. You haven't burnt it yet. What kiyum is there in a mice bedika if you don't burn anything? So one possibility is just that. And a chanami, it doesn't really accomplish anything. But the Rabbanan told you to do it. Right? So you could say, one possibility is that there's just a the Rabbanan told you to do a Maisa B'dika. You did a Maisa B'dika. I don't know what point there in anything. What point there in shaking a lulav? Hashem told you to shake a lulav. You shook a lulav. What point is there in, you know, I mean, whatever. Like, we know what the point is in some things. Chacham told you to light near Hanukkah, the point is presuming Nisa. Chacham told you to drink abrikosos, the point is Cheiros, etc. But maybe just the mice, there's nothing more than the Maisa B'dika. It's not that the Maisa B'dika has some intrinsic significance we didn't realize yet. No. It has no intrinsic significance. It's just a mitzvah Maisa B'dika, AFLP. Ella. Hechsher lebiur demachar. Even though it's only the hechsher of tomorrow's, nonetheless, the Rabbanan made it a Maisa Mitzvah. But you might say, no. Maybe the reason the Rabbanan made it a Maisa Mitzvah is because it accomplished something. What might it accomplish? And here I want to have two other possibilities. One possibility is what we saw in the beginning of the year based on the Rishalmi. And remember, we saw in the beginning of the year, based on the Rishalmi, explains why do you have to do B'dika at night.
Shmira.
24 hours.
Maybe there's a kiyum of Shmirah, whether you find anything or don't find anything, whether you've burnt it yet or not. Obviously, the point is you're intended to burn it, not you're intended to be lackadaisical and not care about chametz on Pesach. The point is that there's an experience of bedikas chametz, not just, the first thing is very technical. Bedikas chametz is just a way to do a hechsher for beer. So what makes it a mitzvah in and of itself? The Chum decided to make it a mitzvah in and of itself. Okay, they can do whatever they want. No. It has value in and of itself. It's not just instrumental. It has intrinsic value. What's the intrinsic value? It's a kiyum of Shmirah. Al pi the Yerushalmi, what could you say? There's a kiyum of Shmirah. What do you mean a yom alaylim shumarim? It doesn't mean you can't own chametz, because you can own chametz until the sixth hour. You could save it for breakfast. So why is the yom glayla called mishumar if you're keeping chametz? You're just searching for it and putting it away in a special place. The answer is because you have an experience of shmir mi-chametz. You don't have less chametz than you used to. It's just in a better place than it used to be. But it's not that you have less chametz than you used to. You used to have 5 ounces of chametz, you still have 5 ounces of chametz. Just instead of being in a hole, it's in a bag. But now you're meshumer, you're guarding yourself against chametz. There is a key of an experience of, there's an experience of, here we have that it's only, give me a second, sorry. Instrumental. Here we have, no, it's intrinsic. There's intrinsic significance. What's the intrinsic significance? It's an experience of Shmirah. Part of the Chavaya, we all know, for us, part of the Chavaya of Pesach is not just not eating Chametz, is being afraid of Chametz, is being worried about Chametz. Okay, that is part of the Chavaya of Pesach. Part of the Chayav of Pesach is Shmirah. Why does Hashem decide that Shmirah is part of the Chayav of Pesach? Okay, that's how Yitzhak Yisrael went, right? And Yitzhak Yisrael was all about Shmirah, Ushmartim Sayyom Azaz Lashon Chumash, right? It's all about being worried about what's going on outside. Okay, however, I think there's a third possibility. And that third possibility I want to say based on this fascinating Magen HaElef. I'm not sure what the other option, by the way, in this Magen HaElef is. The Shulchan Aruch says, someone who does bedika 30 days beforehand, or 20 or 40, whatever the case may be, someone who goes out on a shayara, not someone who goes to a hotel, like we imagine. That's me bias la bias. Someone who mamish goes out on a shayara is in a caravan. He has no home. He's leaving home 3 weeks before Pesach and will have no home over Pesach. What do? You do bedika before you leave. Without a bracha, because we paskin, remember, like the kolbo on board F, that you don't make a bracha. Okay, the question is, when do you make a bracha? Says the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, you leave home 2 weeks before Pesach and a Shayara. You search Dubadika before you leave without a bracha. And then when Erev Pesach comes, you do Bittel without a bracha. Ask the Magen HaElef, who's the Magen HaElef? Anyone bother to look up who the Magen HaElef was? The Magen HaElef is Rav Arya Leib Tzintz, the Maharal with an Aleph Lamed Tzintz, who wrote many well-known Svarim, including a Haggadah Birkas Hashir. His Svarim, I think, are printed more than anyone else's Svarim. Anyone know why his Svarim are printed more than anyone else's Svarim? He was very clever. On his deathbed, he gave a tzava'a, that whoever prints his svarim, he will intercede for him up in Shemayim. And he had that written on his matseva. It's still in, I think, the old, I think it's still there in the old cemetery in Warsaw. It says, here lies Rav Hagaon HaGadol, et cetera, et cetera. He died almost 200 years ago, maybe a little less, beginning of the 19th century. Yeah. And whoever works to print his svarim, he'll take care of him up in Shemayim. Ad HaYom HaZeh. You know, one year I went to make matzah by the Shatzer Bakery in Cartelli Road in Brooklyn, And Yenti comes to me and says, oh, glad you came for matzah. Here, take a Haggadah Birchas Hashir. You know, my father's sick. We printed it for a Fush Lamer for him, so we up in Shemayim, our old sins would take care of him. Okay, that's what people do nowadays in the, you know, in certain velts. Okay, so in the Sefer, but very cautious are Magna Elif, which is his parish on Hilchas Pesach. At home, I have a copy of the Makor Chaim and the Nesivos printed together in the same volume as the Magna Elif. I don't know if they still do that nowadays, probably not, because they want room for footnotes. But says the Magna Elif, he has a great question. The Kasha, Habalava, he puts two and two together. He puts two and two together. He says, the Ramah says, he puts two Ramahs together, that you don't make a bracha if you're in a caravan on Erev Pesach. But the Ramah also says that if you don't have a home, you have to check your pockets and suitcases, a knapsack for chametz. Says Vakasha, Habalava, he tzorich lived up in Makam Shehu. You have to do a bedikah wherever you are. Why not? I understand you don't make a bracha on Bittel Erev Pesach when you're in a Shayara because Bittel's believe and it's not a Maisa. But why not make a bracha on the bedikah of your pockets and your knapsack? It must be that you don't have your own room. You don't have a cabin on the ship. You don't have your own room. It's not like you're staying in a hotel. You go someplace. Your mom is traveling, don't have a room. Ah, his next question was, but you still have pockets and knapsacks? Must be you don't make a bracha if you don't have a karka, if you don't have a room. Why don't you make a bracha on checking your pockets? Must be you only make a bracha on real estate, not on metaltolin. You only make a bracha if you have a bias, a cheder. Not if all you have is metaltolin, not if all you have is pockets, and I would add, and luggage, and etc. That's the diak the Magna Elif. It's a chiddush the Magna Elif, but it seems machrach, because otherwise I don't know how to be miyashiv the fact that you don't make a bracha on Erev Pesach when you're Yotzeb Shayara, together with the fact that you have to check your pockets. So why not make a bracha on checking your pockets? So the answer is, you don't make a bracha if you don't have a house, if you don't have a bias. This is a fascinating question. Why don't you make a bracha if you don't have a bias? So, clearly, what is he assuming? That the takana of bedikas chametz was not to search for chametz, was to search a house for chametz. Oh, you have to check your pockets? You have to check your chametz as a zahira so you're not over, not as a takana. That's a zahira so you're not over. That's not a takana. Right? So what is he assuming? The takana is only chal on a bias. Why is there's many nafkaminas of this? Whether takana is chal on the bias or the chametz. Interesting. What's the cheftza of bedikas chametz? The cheftza is the bias or the cheftza is the chametz? That might depend. The cheftza is the chametz or the cheftza is the bias. So what do we want to say? Well, I want to put that on the next board. But what could you say for the Magna Elif? No, well, can I save this board and come back to it? Can you go back and forth from board to board on Zoom? I don't see any way.
I think it's there.
I didn't hear that. Okay. I bet there's a way, but I don't know how. Okay, doesn't matter. Let's see. What if I swipe? No, I don't think that does it. Okay. What am I going to say here? Let me go in advance. Maybe the chap of bedikas chametz, maybe I'll pee the Magna Elif. You could say, you know what the chap of bedikas chametz is? It is intrinsically valuable to bedikas chametz. Whether you find anything or not, whether you destroy anything or not, bedikas chametz is intrinsically valuable. Why? Because it changes your house. You used to live in a bayis she'eino baduk. Now you live in a bias that is badok, a kiyum of chalos bias badok, right? Your muchzik to bias is ain't a badok, your muchzik to bias is badok. That's not just an indirect way of saying there's chametz in the house, there's not chametz in the house. That's a way of saying the bias has chalos badok. What I'm claiming is that maybe there's intrinsic value.
The Rambam doesn't agree with that.
The Rambam doesn't agree with that, you said?
Well, the Rambam says when he says it,
Okay, that is actually fascinating, right? Mikol gvulo, meaning even fields, etc. That's an interesting question, right? How about fields? Right? When I say bias budget, do I mean real estate, karka, or do I mean only a bias? What's fascinating is that you only have to search your bias. We never heard you have to search your sadeh. And what does Rambam say? Mikol gvulo, but you're right. The Rambam sounds like Mikol gvulo. He sounds like it not a din in the bias. And I could defend it, but I don't necessarily have to. Intrinsic, the answer, what's intrinsic about it, is that it's a chalos, or is that it changes. It changes the house. It doesn't change the chametz. But it changes the house. You used to have a house that's not baduk. Now you have a house that's baduk. Oh, you have one bag of chametz you're saving in a makom mutzlah for tomorrow. The house is still baduk. If you're saving a makom mutzlah for tomorrow, you still have chametz, but your house is baduk. The fact that you have one bag that you specially set aside to burn tomorrow doesn't make your house not baduk. Your house is becoming baduk. And maybe that's really chapa b'digas chametz, that it's chalos in the house. This really depends, as I pointed out, on a famous chakira. Or actually not a famous chakira, but it should be a famous chakira, in my opinion, about the cheftza shel bedikas chametz. Basically, the three possibilities that I just put on the last board were three possibilities. What's the cheftza bedikas chametz, right? First, I said the cheftza is the chametz. Are you not burning it yet? Yes, but chacham made a mitzvah out of searching for it. The third possibility is the cheftza of the house. You're turning your house from a bayis she'ina baduk into a bayis baduk. Okay, the middle part, second possibility is maybe the cheftza is you, as it were. Or, say better, it's in the gavra, not the cheftza. The gavra has to have a kiyum shmira. So that's what he said. Basically, the cheftza, the chametz, you're not really doing much to it. You're just getting ready to burn it. But the rabbanim made that a mitzvah. The ikar is the gavra having a shmira, not the cheftza. Or the cheftza of the house. Is the cheftza chametz? Or is the cheftza the bias? This actually ties into many things we've discussed. I just want to point out one or two things here. One nafgamina is ain't no bias, says the Magen HaElef. Lo yivarech, you still have to search, but that's not bedikas chametz. That's just a svara that you have to be zahir. L'chora, you would think that you should make a bracha, which is hard to figure out just why in the Shulchan Aruch. If the cheftza is chametz and you're looking for chametz, you should make a bracha. If the cheftza is the bias, then you can't make a bracha. Another nafkamina might be the fascinating question of, is there a chezgas iser? Does chametz have is there a cheskas iser? If you're not sure if there's bedikas chametz, there a cheskas iser. Says the Rama in Yoredeya, says the Rama, you only believe a katan in an iser drabanan that has no cheskas iser, like bedikas chametz. There's no cheskas iser bedikas chametz. Why is there no cheskas iser? There might be chametz, there might not be chametz. The whole bedikas chametz is alasafik, right? Remember the whole point of our earlier discussion that you might or might not find chametz. How could it be cheskas iser? You might or might not find chametz. So therefore, there are must no cheskas iser. Says the Magen Avraham. He says, "What are you crazy?" He says, "The chametz is chazik iser. Kmo shekatzav a rivash behedi b'sam reish mem hey." It's a rivash who says there is cheskas iser by chametz. And the Makor Chaim says back to the Magen Avraham. The Makor Chaim is the Nesivos. He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "The vaday chametz lo is chazik iser mikri. The eno chayv liv dokim mishum sufik amatzoi." It's only a suffix, meaning the Makor Chaim says, of course the Rama is right, there's no cheskas iser. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? How can the Magen Avraham call it a cheskas iser? There might or might not be chametz. How do you defend the Magen Avraham? Nearly, you can defend the Magen Avraham based on the Magen HaElef. If you say the cheftza is the chametz, bedikas chametz takana on chametz, there might or might not be chametz, there's no cheskas iser. But if you say it's a takana on the house, you have to make your house baduk, your house is becheskas eino baduk. Right, either a house is baduk or ain't a baduk. Your house b'ches because ain't a baduk, and here it's nicha, the Rama, al pi, the Makor Chaim. He says it's only suffig ha'im yesh chametz. But maybe this is pshat in the Magen Avraham. Maybe explain the Magen Avraham based on the Magen Ha'alef. A bias is either baduk or not baduk. There's no chalos of chametz dick. A house is either baduk or not baduk. The house is becheskes ain't no baduk until you know that it's baduk. If there's a chalos in the house, a bias omed becheskas. Ain't no baduk. Kamenetsky, you have a hand?
Yeah, I'm just wondering now, what's the makar of the Magen Ha'alef? Like, in other words, I know I'm asking on our minimum, why aren't we mechoyev to be bodek our cars, you know, on Leil Yadal or Haner? Like, there's nowhere, I don't know nowhere, but in the Mishnayos, at least, it doesn't sound like it's limited to the house.
Correct. Now, they didn't have cars, but still, what's the mucker of the Magen Ha'alef? I mean, the mucker of the Magen Ha'alef is a diuk from the Ramah, but you mean, like, what's the mucker of that? In Shas does it come from that it's a chalos in the, where in Shas does it come from that it's a chalos in the bias? Where do you find that in Shas? Where do you find a hint of that in Shas? I'm not sure. You know, maybe my answer might be lo yimatzei bevateichem, although that's going to be tricky because vateichem is the havmin of the fame days. They then modify it, etc.
Maybe chovas hadar? Could it be chovas hadar?
Maybe chovas hadar. Although still, that could just be so you don't have chametz near you. But it could be more of a chalos in the house. Okay, let me come back to that. I think Aaron has a good point. Let me just make one other point. Meaning, why would it be chalos in the house? Why would it be chalos in the house? So what would be the mucker for a chalos in the house? So I would say maybe you could go in one of three directions. Number one, in the sugyas later on, they seem to talk about houses. Okay, but actually it doesn't mean anything on chalos. Number one, maybe on the drabbanon level, if you hold that it's because of Shema Yavala Achlo, the point is you have to live in a house, in a safe house. So maybe Misvara, Shema Yavala Achlo, and as Aaron pointed out, Chovas Hadar, Misvara has to do with living in the house. It means your house has to be safe. You have to have a certified house because Shema Yavala Achlo, right? Which remember what the Rishash said in Chovas Hadar. That's one possibility. The second possibility is the Torah says, this ties into machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos, as you recall, right? Does it mean only if it's my property or not? You could say that's really a din in the house, midoraisa. Your house has to be clean. You can have chametz anywhere else, midoraisa. Midoraisa, it's fine to put your chametz in your neighbor's house, as long as your chametz is not in your house. So we see that midoraisa, it's chalos in the house. If you want to go even deeper, you could say ashkafically, after all, what is bidikas chametz, right? I keep reminding us all over, right? That's a very not yeshivish thing to do, but keep reminding us that the Isser of Chametz and the Homasech of Sachem is actually about Yitzias Mitzrayim, not just about a Chalos. So what was Yitzias Mitzrayim all about? Yaakov, you will recall that if you go back to the original Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's really all about the house, right? Not only Lo Tzeitzu in Pesach Beiso, the Dam Al Habayis, it's all about being magged to the house. If you think about it, Yitzias Mitzrayim was all about having the right kind of house. If you have the right kind of house, you leave Mitzrayim. If you have the wrong kind of house, you die in Makas Bechoros. It's not about the people. It's really about the house. It's not which people brought a Karban Pesach. It's which house has a Karban Pesach. And Adayim Mazeh, the mitzvah of a Karban Pesach has to do with houses, right? In Yimat Habayis Miyos Miseh, it's not Nechol B'Shtei Chaburos, meaning it's Machalot Tanon. You can't eat it in two houses. Pesach is very, very much about your house. I don't have to wax poetic drushy here about how Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about leaving Mitzrayim, becoming the nation of Hashem, before the Torah. More basic, I keep saying, than even the Taryag Mitzvos is being Jewish, right? And that's all about having a special kind of house. Having a house, right? This would be a great time to give Musar Shmuz about, you know, internet filters or something if I wanted to, but, you know, not the right setting. But it's all about having the right kind of house, having a safe house, having a proper house. So I think that if you're asking why is it chalos in the house, you could say technically midrabanan shem yavlo achlo chovas hadar. You could say midoraisa batechem is emphasized, especially if you take the Ramban approach, that it's okay to have chametz midoraisa in my neighbor's house. And you could then work on that Doraisa and just go one step further and say, it's really hashkafli all about the house. Yitzias Mitzrayim, part of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that it's all about what kind of house we have. And then it makes a lot of sense. It should be chalos in the house. I'm actually very attracted to this possibility to chalos in the house. Let me just make one third nafkamina. The third nafkamina is, what about a hefsek? Everyone knows that it's nice l'chachil a masor from side you go not to talk in the middle of b'dikas chametz because you don't want to be distracted. You want to focus on b'dikas chametz, not be distracted. That's very nice. L'chachil you can't talk. But what about me'ikra din? If you talk in the middle of b'dikas chametz, it's not a hefsek. Why? Because there's a rule. When you're in the middle of a mitzvah, talking is not a hefsek. When is talking a hefsek? Before you do the mitzvah. Now, what about, so if I talk in the middle of searching my house, that's not a hefsek. But the Ran discusses, what if I have two houses and I talk between the two houses? What if I talk in between one house and the next house? What if I talk in between one house and the next house? So is that a hefsek or is that not a hefsek? Says the Ran. Someone who has a lot of houses only says one bracha. Okay, just like someone who shechts a lot of animals says one bracha. Yesh omrim, that if I talk between the houses, if I talk in the middle of the house, I don't make another bracha. Between the houses, I have to make another bracha because each house is a separate mitzvah. Says not true. If you talk between tefillin shayan and tefillin shorosh, you have to make another bracha. That's a separate mitzvah. But here it's only one mitzvah. Basically, yesh omrim, two houses is two mitzvahs. The Ran says two houses, one mitzvah. This is a great nafkamina. Sach. Bain bias. Lebias says the Yesh Omrim. Says Choser Omivarech. Why? Because Shtei Mitzvos. If you talk in between one mitzvah and another mitzvah, you talk before the second mitzvah, and you have to make another bracha. Why is two houses two mitzvahs? Because it's chalos in the house. But if it's a chalos in the chametz, it doesn't matter if you have one house, half a house, a third of a house, three houses, or 12 houses. You have to get rid of your chametz, all one mitzvah. And that's what the Ran says. Says the Ran, Eino chozer umevarech. Why? It's not me saying why, it's him saying why. Because it's mitzvah achas. This is just a lumdus waiting to be explained, right? The Ran says, yesh omer, two houses are two mitzvahs. I hold two houses are one mitzvah. What are they arguing about? If it's chalos in the house, two houses are two mitzvahs. It's a chalos in the chametz, or in the gavra, and then two houses are all one mitzvah. So this, I think, a great nafkamina of the chakira. You could say nafkamina for nowadays, I think Yitzchak or someone brought up. What about checking your car? A lot of people here have cars. Hopefully you clean your car for Pesach. Raise your hand if you check your car on Orlar Basar L'Or Haner. Raise your hand if you go to your car on Orlar Basar L'Or Haner. Me too. Okay, not everyone does that, right? I do that, and I think it's good. You should do it. The Poskim can say it's proper to do. The Minhag Olam people don't. They make a big ritual of searching their house or an Aaron or their bus or in their car. I thought they clean their car. They're not goyim. They clean their car in your gimel and your base, get olive, take it to the car wash, vacuum it out, etc. They don't go back with a flashlight. By the way, don't use a candle in your car. They don't go back with a flashlight on Orlar Basar. Is there justification for the Minhag Olam? I think that depends on the Magen HaElef. If you say not like the Magen HaElef, then there's no justification to the Minhag Olam. Then let's just put 1.1, the car. It's mamish, you need, or liyadalid, or haner, etc. Your car is the same as the house. There's nothing special about the house. You have to search for chametz. Everywhere there might be chametz. But if you say it's a chalos in the house, then of course you have to search your car just like the pockets. But that's not the mitzvah bedika. That's just a svara of zahiros. That's not the formal mitzvah bedika. That's a svara of zahiros. And then you could say, no, just make sure it's clean. After all, what if you live in a car? The Magen HaElef would say, don't make a bracha if you live in a car. Why? Because it's not a formal mitzvah bedika. If it's not a formal ma'is medika, maybe you don't need Orli Odali, maybe you don't need Orlan there. That would justify the Minhag Olam. I think it's good for us all to be Machmir. And after all, who says which side of the Chakir is right? Well, those of us who are Machmir should continue being Machmir, myself included. But The Minhag HaOlam, the people don't care how they check their cars. Makes a lot of sense, according to Magen Elif. It's a chalos in the house. Of course you have to check your car for chametz. That's a svara, but that's not the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. That's just a svara. Okay, so here we have a very nice chakira. We started with chakira. I see we didn't get to part two, but we started with a... somehow we never get to where I think we're going to get, strangely enough. We started with a chakira. What's the bracha of bedikas chametz? Is it really on tchilas bir or the bedika itself? We had many nafkaminas that we saw. By the way, remember I left a box there. Let's go back to that box and say, why would you not make a bracha on bedika after Pesach? The answer is pashut, because there's no kiyum in the bayis. You don't have a bayis. You don't need a bayis baduk after Pesach. Not only that, you don't have a bayis baduk that's full of other chametz, just not chametz avrola Pesach. There's clearly no chalos in the bayis after Pesach. There's clearly no shmira after Pesach either. If you take those approaches, then, you know, those are two approaches. You can fill in that box as a good explanation why you don't make a bracha after Pesach. Okay, and then in the end we said...
Did you say that in the Magen Mishnah?
What?
Did you say that in the Magen Mishnah?
And maybe that's what the Magen Mishnah means. Or he says you're not clearing all your chametz. He means it's not a bayis baduk. Exactly. Sorry, that's how I meant to say that as well. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, and then we ask, what's the intrinsic significance of bedika, not as a tchilas bir? The answer is maybe it's not really intrinsic significance. It's just the Rabbanim made it a takana anyway. Or maybe the intrinsic significance for the gavra based on the Shalmi, or maybe the intrinsic significance for the bias, which word of chakira is the chefza of the bias, or is the chefza the chametz, which had many, many important nafkaminas, even nafkamina for nowadays, justifying the minhag olam, what most people do with their cars, versus what most people in the shir do with their cars, which, by the way, is in the postgame. I mean, it's a good thing to do. I want to, before everyone goes, I want to discuss a scheduling point. Which is especially now that we are on a bit of a lockdown. As you see, I am speaking from home, not from Gross. I think that even though I'm in the middle of Makoros sheet, but there's really a very natural break. We finished the most sugyas of bedikas chametz. We're up to a big sugya of birchas mitzvos, although there'll be more bedikas chametz afterwards, not to worry. But we finished the main sugyas of bedikas chametz, I think. We're up to the sugya of birchas mitzvos. I think this would be a natural point to break, also just to, you know, maximize the amount of shirim we can have in person, for those of us who are in person. And to work around all the other scheduling changes that have happened. So I apologize, it's a last minute decision. I usually like to plan everything in advance, but this is not a year of planning in advance, especially since I had to plan around the halacha b'chinas, which kept moving also, all because of the same reasons. I want to break now for Chazara, right? It's been a very long semester. We have learned a lot, Baruch Hashem. So I want to break now for Chazara. We need to have a first semester b'china. Those of us who were here in previous years know my hashkafa about b'chinas. Bechinas are the most Torah Lishma one could possibly have. There is no greater Torah Lishma than chazering for a Bechina, because when you chazer for Bechina, not only do you make sure that you remember and understand the Torah you learn, but much even more importantly, you really only understand what you learn properly when you chazer for a Bechina. Because that's when you start putting everything together, you see how it jives, you see how it makes a big picture, you see what has to be fixed up. Really, that's how you get the big picture. So I encourage everyone, even if you're not chayiv, to take the test for Wayu Smicha. Two, do chazar and take the test. If you give me the test, I will mark it. If you don't give me the test, also gross guys who don't need credit for Wayu Smicha. I encourage you to chazar and take the test just for your learning. If you want to take the test and not hand it in, that's fine. If you don't need the credit for Wayu Smicha, if you want to take the test and hand it in, that is fine. I'll be glad to mark it. But let's break now for Chazara for 2 weeks. I'll definitely be available in my virtual office during Seder. I will send out the link to everyone. So I want to break for Chazara through, not including the Sugya Birkas HaMitzvos, through what we've done, of course. And Amir Tzashem, in 2 weeks, we will have a Bechina. And then after that, in 2.5 weeks, we'll start again with the first year of the second semester. Okay, if anyone has any questions, please feel
free. Does that mean that we're going to start again on Tu B'Shvat, on Tetvav of Shvat, 28th of...
If today is the... what is today, the 21st?
Today is
The 7th of January.
Oh, okay, if you put it that way.
2 weeks is 21. No, it was 14 and 21.
Yeah.
Bechina's so, on the 25th.
That, yeah, so I think that, exactly. That's what we'll have the next year on the 25th. Amir Tashem. Precisely. Okay, if anyone else has any questions, please feel free to ask.
Could, I wanted to ask about the Magen HaElef. Could be that it's exactly fits in the Takana of Chanukah, Ner Yishuvei Toh, someone who does not have a house and no one lights for him and he will never get to a house, he never makes the bracha because he doesn't have a house.
Correct, meaning that way there is definitely parallel to Chanukah, exactly. That is halos in the bias. That is an interesting parallel. Okay, figure out what to make.